It's good to be back at Mountain View this evening. Good to see each and every one that's here with us in the service, and appreciate these from home being with us tonight. Not sure who all's here and who ain't, but I'm just happy that we're here. Happy that there's folks to watch and listening to the service as well. I was telling Sister Whitney after meeting last night that y'all were doing a good job of getting the services out. You may not know it, but I listen to y'all. And, I've heard people all my life say, well, I wished everybody in the world could have heard that message. And I thought, well, it's kind of within the realm of possibility these days. I appreciate the good job that's being done getting the services broadcasted. I hope and pray that if and when the time ever comes, and I'm sure if I live on this earth long enough, there'll be a day when I won't be able to get up, get ready, or get in my car and go to the meeting house. Until then, I'm going to be here. But when that time, if it comes, it'd be good to know I could still listen and watch the service. And so I appreciate what you're doing. It's a help to a lot of people, and it's a help to me, too. Enjoyed the singing tonight. It's been wonderful. There's just a lot I could say about the singing. I knew y'all had a lot of young people, but when they all got up here at one time, y'all were very blessed and doing a good job with them. Thank you for praying for me and supporting me this week the way you have. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I'm just looking for more and greater things. So you pray for me this evening. I need your help as always. I guess I've been doing quite a bit of reading this week, and tonight really isn't a whole lot different. But nevertheless, if you want to turn, I got three places, and I'm sorry for that, but I got three different places. I got more, to be honest with you. I got more, but these three passages of Scripture, I'm just not going to be able to get away from, Randy. I feel like I need to read them. So turn with me to the 125th Psalm. 125th Psalm. We'll start right there. And then I'd like to take you over to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2. Prophet Isaiah, chapter 2. Finally, I'd like to read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. So again, that is the 125th Psalm, second chapter of Isaiah, and the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I'll give you just a moment to turn and find your place, but I do hope that you'll read in your Bibles with us tonight as we read these scriptures. Psalm 125, Isaiah chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 12. Now, beginning in Psalm 125, verse number 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Isaiah chapter 2. Now, Isaiah chapter 2 is a very, very important scripture in the Bible. This chapter is paramount. And I want you to listen to what it is talking about. Isaiah 2 and 1. It says, the word of Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse number 9. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, it says in beginning at verse number 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For, now listen to these verses, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated, that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things which are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. You pray for us this evening. I need your help and I need your prayers and I need the Lord tonight. I want to do my very best, if God will be my helper tonight, to try and bring a message about higher ground. Higher ground. That's what we've got on our heart tonight. Higher ground. Listen, there's a lot in this reading tonight, and I know that I can't get it all preached out, but I read to you in the 125th Psalm, where it talked about Jerusalem, and it talked about the mountain. And there in the Psalm that I read to you tonight, it says that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot, listen to that, cannot be removed. Well, glory to God. I read to you in the book of Hebrews there in the 12th chapter that these people here were coming to Mount Zion. They were coming to Mount Zion. It was the exact same Mount Zion that was prophesied about in the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 2. The prophecy said that in the last days, that is Israel's last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord was going to be established. And not only was it going to be established, thank God it was going to be exalted. Yeah, it was going to be exalted above all other hills. Amen. All other hills. Now I explain that, God being my helper, in just a minute. And my friend, but it says in Hebrews chapter 12 that we are receiving a kingdom that, thank God, which cannot be moved. Ain't that what 125 of Psalm said? That those that trust in Mount Zion shall be established and shall never be moved. Thank God they said that we have come to Mount Zion. And to what? At the church. You want to know what Mount Zion is this evening? I'll go ahead and tell you right now. Thank God it is the church of the firstborn at the general assembly to an innumerable company of angels. Thank God and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And thank God tonight. Now you might say, preacher, I have no idea exactly what you're talking about tonight. And my friend, well, I'm going to do my best tonight to tell you about a God tonight who has been exalted. Yes, sir. He has been exalted, my friend. Jesus Christ. Thank God he came down. Yes, he did. From the lofty heights of glory. And he came down. And he humbled himself. And became obedient unto death. And even the death of the cross. But it doesn't stop there, does it? It said, wherefore God hath highly exalted him. And glory be to God. And given him a name, and which is what? Thank God above. Yeah. There's just something tonight about higher ground. Yes, there is. And my friend, listen, and you can track it and through your Bible and all the way
back to the book of Genesis. And my friend, mankind has always sought to rise and to get high above things. And yes, he has. And my friend, even the patriarch Abraham was called by God and to go up on the mountain. And yes, sir. And my friend, listen, and he did that. And there on that mountain, and my friend, the mountain called Moriah, he offered his son unto God as a burnt sacrifice. And my friend, but you listen, and God wouldn't let him do it, would he? And but praise the Lord, I'm glad. And he let Abraham see a little higher. And yes, he did. And my friend, it don't just stop with Abraham. And my friend, all those patriarchs of old. And my friend, listen, I believe it was God that called Moses out of the land of Egypt. And he said, Moses, I want you to go down there to Egypt. And you tell Pharaoh and that the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent thee and has sent a message unto thee. And the message was, let my people go. And my friend, listen, and listen, he said that they might serve me on my mountain. And yeah, and my friend, listen, when my friend Moses went back to Pharaoh and Bruce and told him that God had sent him, and he said, where are you going to go to? And he said, I'll let you go, but I don't want you to go off very far. And my friend, and thank God, he said, the Lord God of our fathers has called us to the mountain. And my friend, that we might hold a festival unto God in the wilderness and offer sacrifices and worship him. And thank God. And listen, they left Egypt and God delivered them out of the house of bondage. And my friend, and he said, and when you leave Egypt, I want you to come to this mountain. Amen. And Moses began to climb. Higher. And yes, sir, he did. And my friend, there's just something tonight about being on higher ground. And my friend, you say, preacher, did you just come tonight and to preach the historical context of the Bible? And no, I really didn't. And my friend, what I came to tell you tonight is this. And we're living in a world today, and that's trying to tell us, and that all we really need is to look within ourselves, and you'll find God right here in you. And my friend, but I'm going to tell you something, and that ain't the way I read my Bible. And my Bible tells me, and that God is high. Amen. He is beyond me. And my friend, today, if you ever find salvation and peace and the way and the will of the Creator, and you're going to have to look beyond you, and thank God, you're going to have to look up to tonight. And my friend listened to my prophet Isaiah and said that as the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are my ways higher than your way. Amen. He's so high above me, Chris, and I'm just a worm and just of the dust of the earth. And but ain't you glad one day God called you up higher? Amen. I see old Moses. He climbed that mountain many times. And sometimes it was with joy. And sometimes it was with sadness. At one time he went up on the mountain and the people thought he would never come down. Amen. Ain't it good tonight, church, to know and that we can get on the mountaintop and thank God ain't got to come down. Amen. And listen to me. And the last thing Moses ever did before he left this world, and God said, and Moses, I want to get you on higher ground. Amen. And listen to me. And my friend, and he took him up there to a place called Pisgah. And there was a mountain on Pisgah called Nebo. And from mountain of Nebo, whoa, God took Moses. And he said, Moses, come up on the mountain. And when he got up there, Lamar, he looked out over the promised land. Amen. Amen. And Moses died on that mountain. But I'm glad he looked over into higher ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Moses died. And generations came after him. And my friend, the children of Israel crossed over into the promised land, and they was led by Joshua, and the children of Israel conquered and the land, and God gave them the land that he promised unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yes, he did. He gave everything that he promised that he was going to give them. He gave it to them. And my friend, but listen to me. And my friend, they ended up building a city. And yeah, and they built a city and called Jerusalem. And my friend, listen, by the way, and Monday night when I was talking to you about the woman at the well, and what was that argument all about? Which mountain are we going to worship God in? Is it going to be Gerizim, or are we going to worship him in Jerusalem? Which mountain's it going to be on? And yeah, and listen to me today. I don't know if you know what I read to you tonight. And my friend, I read from the 125th Psalm. And my friend, listen, that is just one of the songs of David that's called the Songs of Degrees. Psalm 120 through Psalm 135. You can read it in your Bible if you don't believe me. Psalm 120 through 135. It's called the Songs of Degrees. You can read it right there in your heading in your Bible. It said in Psalm 120, a song of degrees. Yeah. In other words, it was song of ascent. It was a psalm, the psalms of progression. Yeah, moving to higher ground. And you know how Psalm 121 starts out? You ought to go read the songs of degrees. I'll tell you how Psalm 121 starts out. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help is in the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. And my friend, you say, preacher, why was they looking up? And my friend, because each and every year, three times a year, every male Jew, and my friend, was commanded by God to journey, make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Amen. It surprises me how many church people don't know about that. And brother, and there were seven feasts that Israel observed throughout the Jewish calendar year. And three of those days were called, they're all Sabbaths, but three of them were called what? High Sabbaths. Yes, sir. And my friend, you know who presided over all that stuff? The high priest. Amen. Yeah. A high priest up on a high mountain. Yeah. And each three times a year, and they journeyed up to the mountain of the house of the Lord. And listen, some scholars believe, and that each time they'd make that pilgrimage, and they would quote, and they would recite the songs of degree. And because, Earl, they was happy that they were going to the house of the Lord. You know what David said about it? He said, I was glad when they said unto me, and let us go to the house of the Lord. And yes, sir, he looked forward unto the time when they could go up on the mountain and listen to me. And because God had put that city above all other cities in the world, and Babylon was great, and my friend, listen, there was many great cities in Egypt, and my friend, but the psalmist said, how beautiful is the city of Zion, beautiful and for situation. Amen. I tell you what, Earl, I love to go up in them mountains, and I like to get up there. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's good to get up on the mountain and be able to look at everything down below. And but listen to me, I'm glad God has exalted his church. Amen. Above all powers. Amen. Above all principalities. Thank God, listen to me, he has exalted his people. And thank God we shall be here forever and ever. Amen. Amen. There was a man one time Jesus talked about and said he left Jerusalem. And you know where he went? He went down. He went down to Jericho. Amen. He went down. I'm going to tell you something now. Hey, you want to leave the church, you're going to go down. Hey, you're going to go down. And my friend, you say, preacher, it's good to get in the valley sometimes. And well, it is. But I'm glad. Just when I get in the valley, I'm just changing mountaintops, that's all. And glory be to God, I'm just changing mountaintops a little bit. But listen to me. And God has put me on a mountain. And thank God he can put you on a mountain too. And yes, sir, he said in the last days, I'm going to establish and Jerusalem on the top of the mountain. And it's going to be exalted above all the rest of the hills. Amen. And thank thank God I see Jesus. I see his disciples there as they walked through and the city. And my friend, and he talked with them many times. And yes, sir, he did. And he talked about having faith in God and trusting in God. And my friend, and things of that nature. And listen, one day, and he said, if you have faith as of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, and be thou removed. And what did Hebrews chapter 12 say? And the Lord was going to shake heaven. And he was going to shake earth one more time. Yes, sir, the powers of heaven were going to be shaken. And my friend, and I got good news for you. And there were some things that were not going to remain. The former things were going to pass away. And they weren't going to remain. And Jesus said, if you just have faith, you can say to this mountain. I wonder what mountain he is talking about. He was standing right there at the Temple Mountain. Remember, Jerusalem was on a mountain. And he said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. What did Jesus say to the Jewish leadership? My friend, by the way, you know what they loved more than anything? They loved the high places. Yes, sir, they did. And they loved the chief seats in the synagogue. Yeah. And my friend, listen, if anybody in that day and time confessed that they believed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, you know what happened to them? They put them out of the synagogue and they expelled them out of the congregation. But glory be to God. I'm glad the Spirit came to John one day, and you know what it said? He said, I was, praise the Lord, in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard a voice from behind me. And what did it say? It said, come on up higher. Woo! Glory be to God. I'm on higher ground today. Jesus was informing his disciples that if they would trust in him, he would exalt them above the powers, above the principality, even above the high priest, who, by the way, sat where? In the temple of God, showing himself that he was God. Yeah. Preacher, that ain't talking about the high priest. Oh, yes, it was too. It was Jesus versus the temple. Yes, it was versus the system that they had that was unrighteous, unholy, and it wasn't getting the job done. It hadn't been getting the job done for a long time. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. It might have been on a mountain, but it was about to be cast down into hell. And Jesus said to the Jewish leaders, if you offend one of my little ones, it would be better for you that a millstone were cast about your neck and you were flung into the sea. Yeah. Well, you know what the book of Revelation said, don't you? John said, I saw when the angel took, as it were, a great millstone and cast it into the sea. And then what did he say? He said, thus with violence shall Babylon be thrown down. Amen. And yeah, Paul said, you've exalted yourself, you've lived deliciously, and you've done these things for long enough, God is about to debase you. But praise God, what did he tell the church? Glory be to God. He said, if you'll just humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you're going to be exalted in due time. Amen. Yeah. And brother, they crucified Jesus. And they began to persecute the apostles. And just stomping them down in the dirt. Amen. And but glory to God. God said, just hold on. Hold on. I'm going to exalt you in due time. Amen. And thank God, I'm going to tell you something. Child of God, you may feel like you've just been stomped down in the dirt. But I got some good news for you. If you'll hold to God's unchanging hand, and thank God, he'll exalt you. He'll lift you up in due time. Amen. He ain't going to leave his child there. And thank God, he wants you to come higher. Every day, I'm moving higher and higher and higher. Amen. And beyond, old Stephen, and beyond this world. And you say, preacher, you just still on earth. And thank God, I'll tell you something. Every once in a while, I get high. Whoa! And old John Denver wrote a song one time about a man going back home and to the Colorado Mountain, Rocky High. And glory be to God, I'm glad I'm still on a Jerusalem high. Hey, I'm on a high. And thank God, I'm glad sometime. And the Lord will let us get high on the mountain. And thank God, listen, you know what Revelation chapter 14 said? And chapter 14 of Revelation, verse number 1. He said, behold, I look, and on the mountain Zion, behold, on Mount Zion, he saw 144,000 of them who were redeemed from the earth. Yes, sir. And preacher, I don't know who them are. And my friend, listen to me. I'll tell you who they were. It was the redeemed of Israel. And yes, sir. And the redeemed of Israel. And my friend, and those that were redeemed from Israel. I'm talking about people like Paul. He was a Jew, wasn't he? But thank God, he got redeemed and delivered from bondage of the law of sin and death, given victory over the powers and principality. And glory to God, he said, I saw him standing on Mount Zion. And my friend, what were they doing on Mount Zion? Praise the Lord, from Mount Zion, they had a view and they had a vantage point and where they could see everything that was going on. And yes, sir, they did. And they saw the fall of Babylon from up on Mount Zion. Yeah. And you know something? Thank God, they were looking down. Their enemies had exalted themselves over the church. But thank God, finally, at last, God exalted his church. And thank God, she's still exalted above all things today. She's still exalted today. She obtained victory. Through what? Through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And the word of their testimony. Amen. And today, here we are on top of Mount Zion. I know you may sit here tonight and say, "Preacher, there's no way you'll ever convince me the church is on top." Thank God I ain't got to convince you. Just read the Word of God. You'll see where the church is. Amen. I ain't never been on a plane. I've been on a plane one time in my whole life. And you might know, the only time I ever got on board one, there was a storm. It was coming up out of the Gulf right through Louisiana. And that's where I was, right on the north part of Louisiana. And that was a tropical system that was pretty bad, pretty big. And we had to get back to ATL. And thank God we just couldn't get through that storm. But you know what we did? I don't know what happened, but they turned something on. They turned something on. And I heard a roar. And I felt that plane tilt. And it got on an incline. And it started going up. And it started climbing in altitude. Yeah. And I was old enough to know what was going on. We was getting up above the storm. Yes, sir. We was getting above the storm. And thank God we turned down. And we went up above and all the way around that tropical storm, Steve. Yeah. And I tell you, we got so high up, I looked out of the window of my plane, that plane, and the sky didn't look blue no more. It looked black. And I thought to myself for a minute, my goodness, are we in space? We was a long way from space. But I'll tell you, we got so high. And brother, we got up above it all. Ain't you glad, my friend, God can get His people up above those clouds? Yeah, He can get you up above some things. And let you look down and see the thunder and the lightning. I saw it all. Amen. Saw all that was going on down below. And there we was riding high. I believe that's what God promised to Jacob way back there in the prophet Isaiah. He said, "One day, Jacob, I'm going to cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth." You know what the Lord promised His people, Brock? He said, "I'm going to make a highway." I'm going to create a highway. Y'all like driving the highway? I do. It's a lot faster. Yeah, you can go a whole lot quicker if you get on the highway. Thank God I ain't just on the highway. I'm on the King's highway. And I ain't just on the King's highway. I'm on the highway of holiness. Yeah. Thank God. You know what God said He was going to do? I believe it was John the Baptizer said this. He said, "God's fixing to exalt every mountain and are going to bring down every mountain, and He's going to exalt some valleys." Amen. Yes, sir. Thank God. You know, when Jesus Christ was first born, they brought Him in the temple on the eighth day. Y'all go with me just a minute. The Bible's good, ain't it? They brought Him into the temple on the eighth day to circumcise baby Jesus. Yeah. Sweet little baby Jesus. Beautiful story. But there was something said that day real serious. And they brought Him in there, and there was a prophet sitting out there by the door. And my friend, you know what that prophet said when he saw the little baby Jesus? He said, "This child right here has been set forth for the rise and..." No. "For the fall and the rising again of many in Israel." Yeah, did y'all hear that? Let me repeat that. The prophet said, "This child is set for the fall and the rising again." of many in Israel. And yes, sir. And my friend, some that was high was about to fall. And praise God, some who were dead were about to be raised.
Amen.
The fall and the rising again of many in Israel. God was about to exalt. He was about to lift up His church above it all. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of world religions. Many of them's come and gone. The heathen's been gone a long time. The gospel stomped the heathens right out. It did. Everywhere the gospel's ever been preached and went, which is the whole world, by the way, it has stomped out heathenism. It has. But I'll tell you right now, I don't care what religion they still worship to this day. I don't care what gods they serve. I don't care what their culture is. There is nothing higher than God and His church. Jesus and His church. It's above it all.
Amen.
Now, you can look within yourself tonight for all the answers. That's what they're telling us. All you got to do is find yourself. Just imagine what you want to be and you can be it. I don't care what you can imagine yourself as a pig if you want to, but they ain't going to make you a pig. You can imagine yourself as this or that, and it ain't going to do nothing. I'll give you one more example, and I'm done. I could preach on this all night long and never get it all preached. But I'm going to tell you one more thing. There was a man. I mentioned him last night, I believe. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was the great king. The Bible even called him King of Kings. In his day, he was the king of kings.
Amen.
He was the king over all the nations.
Amen.
Even Jerusalem.
Yep.
By the way, Jerusalem was sacked twice, put down, destroyed. Nebuchadnezzar done it. And he exalted himself. Y'all know it. Nebuchadnezzar went back home to Babylon and he stepped out on his deck and looked out over the city of Babylon and said, "Oh my goodness, look at this great Babylon that I have made."
Amen.
Look at it.
Amen.
And there was people like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel thinking, "God, how can you let him do this?" It tore Habakkuk all to pieces. Read the book of Habakkuk. It tore him all to pieces. Habakkuk's whole prophecy, go read it. Habakkuk's entire prophecy was a big, long inquiry, a big, long complaint to God. And the complaint was, "Lord, how can you take the heathen and those who are worse sinners than we are to bring judgment over your own people?" And you know what the answer of God to Habakkuk was? He said, "You just hold on, Habakkuk. When I get through judging Israel, I'll judge Nebuchadnezzar too." Matter of fact, you know what the book of Psalms said? It said he'll go down with all the nations that forget God.
Yep. Yep.
You know what was wrong with Jerusalem in Jesus' day? They had forgot God.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all know that. You don't have to have me to tell you that. They had forgotten God. Amen. Jesus said, "Well, did the prophet Isaiah prophesy concerning you? This people draw near to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
Amen.
They were fixing to go down with all the other nations that forget God. You know why? Because God don't take pleasure in stone. God don't dwell in houses made with hands.
And he said, the kingdom will be taken from you and given to a people who produce fruit. Church, you better produce some fruit. You better be producing some fruit. Because thank God we've been called to a higher calling. I'm going to preach to the church for just a second, if that be all right, Randy. You can go out here and live in the world through the week and talk like them and cut up with them and joke with them and make yourself out into looking just like them if you want to. But I'll warn you right now, you was called, God saved you to be a different human being. He wants you to walk high in a high place. Ride with him on the high places of Jacob. What in God's name are you doing down there in the valley with him? And I'm afraid some people are enjoying it. Something ain't right about that. Pigs live in mud holes. Little lambs and sheep, they don't get in mud holes. And if they do, they sure don't enjoy it. And they don't go back to it again. Pigs don't know pigs stink. And they get out of a mud hole and they'll get cleaned up for a little while. And you know what? About a week later, they're running right back to the mud hole because they're pigs. We ain't pigs. We've been called to a higher purpose, a higher calling. Well, Nebuchadnezzar looked out his window and said, look at Babylon. Look what I've done. 7 years he dwelt in a state of madness. Madness. That's the best way I can describe the state that God put him in. Hair growing out, claws and fingernails like a wild beast. He's like a beast.
That's yours, Steve.
He got out there eating grass like an ox. Is that what it says? I'll tell you what happened to him. God drove him mad. Stark, mad, crazy. Thank God after 7 years of it. We got some deer hunters right here, don't we? I know we do. You ever been deer hunting? You got up in the tree. And if you get up in that tree and if you don't move, the deer ain't going to see you. Because beasts don't look up. Beasts look at the ground all the time. Most of the time anyway. That's what God, he had the heart of a beast. But I'm so glad, Bruce, that the scripture says in the book of Daniel that one day, this is Nebuchadnezzar's own testimony. You think Nebuchadnezzar will be in heaven, preacher? I have no idea. But I can't help but believe sometime that maybe he looked up to God. Because the scripture said, I, Nebuchadnezzar.
Amen.
I lifted up my eyes and I looked up to the God of heaven.
Amen.
I looked up to the God of heaven. Praise God, the God of heaven looked down. What's that old song say in the church hymnal? I looked up and he looked down. And what do you know? I'm heaven bound. Amen. I'm going to have to bring my remarks to a close, but listen to me tonight. Are you walking high? Are you walking up high with Jesus tonight? Or are you down low in the hog pen, in the pits? Thank God, friend, why don't you come up higher tonight? As Brother Randy comes and gets us a verse of a song, congregation stand. That's the message tonight. I don't know your heart. I don't know your need tonight. But listen, God can lift you up. He can lift you up tonight. Thank God, I'm glad he passed by my way and lifted me up one day. He lifted me up. And he can lift you up too tonight. As we sing.